Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feedback here. Quick word on Michigan hoops, Doug. Been a rough start. They don't look good. So there's a few things about that. When the rankings came out the beginning of the year, Gator, you may recall, a conversation we had was that when you have a team that's resume preseason is built so much on a highly touted incoming freshman class, you don't know how this is going to work. You don't know. It's unpredictable. But what they're really struggling when you watch them on the floor is, A, they're not hitting perimeter shots. Everybody's collapsing on Hunter. Hunter Dickinson's not getting any shots because he's not getting a ton of touches. And their guards aren't really creating for themselves. Whether it's something that can get worked out or it's a bad mesh of players, I don't know. But until their guards start knocking down open threes, their perimeter players start knocking down open threes, teams are going to collapse on their bigs or their guards start penetrating more. But right now, it doesn't look very good. Michigan State, meanwhile, looks pretty darn good. They had a nice start to this season.
Yeah, they've started off well, but they've got a couple losses. And was it Kansas and
Baylor?
Baylor are the two losses. Two good teams, but I don't think they look particularly good in either of those games.
No, but
Michigan State
play a tough schedule.
Yeah, I don't worry about Michigan State until March, and no. I don't think Michigan fans should worry about Michigan until March. Michigan State's going to have the same problems they have every year. Turnovers. It's always the issue. Don't turn the ball over. They win games. Turn the ball over more than 15 times a game, you have issues. It's the same story all the time. And, you know, last night they were able to put things together in the second half, get on a huge run, and they didn't look back. And it was good for the Spartans. But I'm not even thinking about that team until we get into
kind of
the end of the Big Ten season.
All right, so speaking of the Big Ten, the title game is Saturday night, Michigan taking on Iowa. At the beginning of the week, you know, people that I know started calling and texting me, hey, do you know where I can get tickets? You know where I can get tickets? And it was a very, very, very difficult ticket to come by. This morning I checked it. The buy-in price for a single ticket was $285. If you wanted a pair, it was $349, and that is more affordable than it's been most of the week. But I did talk to a buddy of mine that was doing something that I wonder how often people actually do this. They got their hotel, got their travel arrangements, got everything but the ticket. They're going without a ticket under the assumption we'll be able to find an affordable one there, which may or may not be true. How often have you done this where you have packed up and traveled somewhere for a game, to a stadium, a concert, where you knew, hey, I don't have a ticket and I got to find one? Not like, hey, I'm going to San Francisco, I'm going to go to a Giant game, I'll get a ticket when I get there. Something like that, but something where you knew it was sold out, but you were just going to, I'll effort the ticket when I get there.
I've never done that. However, I've been with people that have done that when they've come to our town. Years ago, when the Frozen Four was at Ford Field, my cousin came in from Wisconsin because Wisconsin was playing in the final, and he didn't have a ticket. He met us downtown. We kind of did some pregame partying over by Chelly's outside and had a good time, and he was able to find somebody and bought tickets. And I don't think he didn't definitely didn't overpay for him. And actually, at the same time, my brother's like, why don't we go to the game? All right, let's go to the games. We got tickets as well. The other time was the Super Bowl in 06 with Pittsburgh and Seattle. And I had some friends that stayed with me that were from Pittsburgh. And three of the guys had tickets. The fourth guy did not have a ticket, but he was coming up just to have fun. And his thought was he was going to buy a ticket on game day and that he was going to be able to get that ticket. We drove him downtown, and I dropped him off with his buddies. And I said, listen, if you get a ticket, great. If you not, give me a call. I'll come and pick you up, and we'll go to the Super Bowl party I always go to. He called me like an hour later, and he's like, pick me up.
There's, really?
He just, because he couldn't afford it. It was the prices were through the roof, and he did not expect that.
I've never done this, and I can't envision myself doing this. But people, I think people do it all the time and just plan on getting them from, like, it's gotten weird with scalpers now with mobile tickets.
Yeah.
Right? It's
a whole different world.
It's definitely different, right?
Yeah, I had planned on doing it if Michigan State had beaten Alabama and gone to the championship game, because I had already booked my hotel and my flight and all that for Arizona, and I was there. But they didn't obviously beat Alabama. But my plan was I'm booking everything, and if I can't get a ticket online or whatever, I'll pay for one when I'm there. I don't care. I'll pay the money. But alas, I didn't have to.
Alas. Oh, he mixed in on alas.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Have you ever done this? It doesn't have to be even for a game. Concert? Or going to a concert where you're like, I'm going down to the stadium and just going to try and get a ticket. And, you know, roll those dice. Because I know people going to Indianapolis this weekend without tickets. Just saying, I'll score one there. I hope. Now, how many times you've been around like a tailgate party where somebody's just got an extra ticket and it's real easy, clean? Hey, yeah, I got one.
You happens know. All the time.
It does happen way more than I would be comfortable with in taking this risk. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jay in Carlton. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Well, hey, for the record, I did take my spring break as a junior to Fort Lauderdale from Ann Arbor without a hotel room.
Wow. What was the plan?
Hook up with the hottest chick you could find.
Yeah, baby. That's what happened. So, a couple girls that had a room, and one of them had bagged out, and my buddy and I actually went down together and, you know, said, hey, we'll help pay for it. You know, they were all about that. So, anyway, it all worked out good.
So, wait a sec. You just crashed in somebody else's hotel room?
Yeah.
Did you know the girls, or did you meet them when they were there?
Yeah, I went to high school with them.
Okay, so you guys went down, and then you found them, or did you know this ahead of time that they were?
Well, we knew everybody who was going down there, but, you know, we got down there and hit the bar the first night and said, hey, we don't have a place to stay, you know, and we heard so-and-so bagged out. So, I mean, they had two beds in there, and, you know, we just split up. And
so it all worked. It all worked out.
It all worked out. Yeah. So, hey, also, quick thing, I have a friend down in Indianapolis, and, you know, I heard the hotel rooms now are really tough to come by within 10 miles of the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the parade. Without, Indy's got a ton of hotels, but yes.
Yeah, without paying out the yin-yang for them.
Yep.
And he said, well, the rooms are available, but they're all booked by Ohio State fans,
so
and they're not canceling.
That's the rumor, and that was something that was going viral, is that Ohio State fans weren't going to sell their tickets or cancel their hotel rooms. And I mean, I guess if they want to eat the $500 for the weekend or whatever it cost them, so be it.
Well, what's usually the cutoff time? How many hours advance notice do you have to give before you
depends on the hotel, but
I mean, typically it's what, 24 hours?
Yeah.
To give that much notice. So I think if you're going to go, it's a risk to take. Heading down there, don't have a place to stay yet. But I would imagine if you're going to head down, if you're going to drive down on Saturday morning, that by that point, I think a bunch of rooms will free up because if this rumor is true, which is the pettiest of all things, yep. It's funny, but it's petty as hell.
Sure.
If this is true, then there's going to be tons of cancellations coming on tomorrow afternoon or even tonight. People are going to be canceling left, right, and center because, all right, the joke's over.
248-539-9797. Have you ever headed off to a game, a concert, a spring break without a room, a ticket? Like, I know people going down to Indianapolis without tickets for the Big Ten title game thinking, I'll just find one.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.